Book of Jude, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace, and love be multiplied. Jude is the... there's another book in the New Testament that has only one chapter, Philemon. Jude is called here the brother of James, which is Dallas, the writer of the book of James, the pillar of the church in Jerusalem. And very early tradition assigns the authorship to Jude, who is mentioned as one of the Lord's brethren. And Jude and James. Beyond that, it's really, at this point, to me, it's sort of not important. So, Paul, how is not important? The authorship, I didn't really even intend to go over Jude, honestly. In my original schedule, I did not include Jude. But we just did 2 Peter and 1 Peter. And, well, 2 Peter bears a strong, there's a lot of resemblance between 2 Peter and Jude. And I thought, in fact, some people suggested, they copied from each other, or one copied the other. The thing is, people who do not know God, who do not know Christ, who are just looking at words, don't know what it's like to have brethren who speak the same thing. They ought to know, though. I mean, because if you look at the writings of one critic of the Bible and another critic of the Bible, they sound astonishingly the same. They say the same things. They talk the same. They use similar language. Maybe they're copying from each other. And so, to me, it's just those kind of foolish pursuits are worth only a very small amount of my attention. But I say it for your benefit. If someone were to question this to you, how would you respond? You know, I respond, it's like, it doesn't matter. The testimony that I've received is the testimony of this word. The testimony that I've received is the Spirit of God, which is in me. Having the Spirit of God, I don't need their help. That kind of makes sense. Writing to those that are sanctified. It means to be made holy. To be made set apart, special. Set for something. For a purpose. By God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ. What is preserved? It means kept, reserved. Or it means from the word, it means to guard from loss. And called. You know, this is the language the scripture speaks of the action. You know, what is the subject of these verbs? They're sanctified by God, preserved in Jesus, called. Who's doing the calling? Who's doing the preserving? Who does the sanctification but God? But it must be done in us. These works happen to us. Mercy unto you. And peace and love be multiplied. You know, all the apostles spoke a similar language. In a lot of ways, when I look at the writings in the New Testament, and the way we study, there was a certain undertext which is almost presumed. And that is when you put it all together, the truth concerning the gospel. You know, I think of is what he's about to say. Consider this. Verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful of me, or for me, to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. He's saying, you know, making all diligence to write unto you. Diligence, again, is that word means speed. But diligent is fine. You know, he was being diligent, not sluggish. You know, that's the opposite. I just say that because that word comes up quite a bit. of the common salvation. Common is koinos. Koinonia. It means fellowship. You know, what we have in common. In fact, our word coin comes from this, I believe, because it's the common currency. That we all have this coin together. You accept this coin? It's coin. It's common to all of us. We share it. You know, my money is your money, at least in the type. You know, it's like the quarter I use is just like the quarter you use. So it's the salvation that is common with all the saved. We all have certain things in common. And it is Christ. And it is the fact that we are being conformed to the image of Him. You know, I mean, we're all stamped. Every coin the men make is stamped with some sort of image. The head of the quarter I have here is stamped the face of George Washington. And the Christian, we also are coins stamped with the image of something, someone. And the image, the face we are supposed to bear is the face of Jesus Christ. That His image is indelibly stamped on us. And we bear that image. And we reflect that image. And that is the whole purpose of Christianity in this life, that we might bear the image of Christ in our bodies. I mean, not literally that I'm going to, like, you know, grow my hair out or not grow it, whatever. I'm going to grow my beard out. How about that? I'm going to grow my beard out. I'm going to dress in a toga. I'm going to, or whatever that you would call it. You know, I'm going to dress in a, you know, in the ancient looking clothes. I'm going to put on phylacteries and walk around like a first century Jew. And maybe get some facial reconstruction and make myself look like Jesus, whatever image of that I could figure out. No, but it is the image of His life in respect to godliness, you know, the morality, all the works, suffering, in every way like Him. Now, not an exact, I'm not going to have necessarily, you know, die just like He did, though maybe. But the idea is that, well, I will die. And how I get to my death, I want to be in obedience to God. In every way. And profiting in godliness, in righteousness, in glory, holiness, all those things. I want to be preserved in Jesus. I'm in Jesus by being the image of Him.